There's good news for Victorians today, with COVID-19 restrictions set to be eased, despite the state's near week-long run of no locally acquired infections being broken today with two new cases, as primary close contacts of other cases, both people had been in isolation. And the AFL has been given the green light to host 50,000 fans at its season opener next month. Our reporter Gavin Coote joins me now with the latest. Gavin, what can you tell us about the rules in Victoria that are set to be wound back?
Well, essentially, that state will return to restrictions similar to those it had that had been in place pre-Christmas. So from tomorrow, up to 30 people will be allowed in homes across Victoria. That's up from 5. And outdoor gathering limits, they'll be lifted from 20 to 100. So quite an increase there. As far as workplaces, they're operating with 75% capacity from tomorrow. And density limits in hospitality will return to one person per 2 square metres, and there'll be no caps. As for masks, they'll only be required on public transport, and as well as in rideshare vehicles and taxis in aged care homes and larger retail areas such as supermarkets and indoor markets. Now, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the rules for workplaces being eased are significant.
For the first time, we will, from midnight tonight, so most likely from first thing Monday, we'll be able to have 75% of both public and private sector workers back to the office. That is very important in terms of retail trade, hospitality, food and beverage, that whole part of the economy.
Now, Sam, as you mentioned, ahead of the Premier's announcement, the AFL revealed it's been given the go-ahead for 50% capacity crowds at the upcoming season. So this will mean the season opener at the MCG next month between Richmond and Carlton will be allowed to host 50,000 spectators.
Very pleasing for footy fans. And Gavin, the Prime Minister has been asked this morning about a few hiccups in the vaccination program. What did he have to say?
Well, we saw earlier this week, you know, the rollout began at quite a historic time. And since then, there have been a few little hurdles. Today, the Federal Health Department has been assessing whether 25 unused vials of COVID vaccine at an aged care centre in Melbourne can still be administered because they'd been thawed and refrigerated. And as we would know, the Pfizer vaccine needs to be stored at ultra-low temperatures. So there's an investigation going on there. And there was another hurdle this week in Queensland when two elderly Australians were given up to 4 times the prescribed dose of the jab. Now, 23,000 Australians have so far received their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. That includes residents of 90 aged care homes across the country. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there will be some issues with the rollout along the way.
We're in day 4 of a 9-month program, and each day as that rolls out, it'll continue to improve. We said it'd start slow and it would get to a pace and a scale, and that's exactly where we're heading. So I would say to those families to not be anxious about that, that in the early phases, if there are logistical issues that arise with the program, they'll be quickly addressed.
And Gavin, as the vaccination rollout continues across the globe, one very prominent figure is joining the calls for people to roll up their sleeves.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth has spoken about her experience of getting inoculated as part of the United Kingdom's vaccination program. On a video call with health officials, the monarch said the jab was quick and painless, and she encouraged Britons to think about other people rather than themselves by getting the vaccine.
As far as I can make out, it was quite harmless. It was very quick, and I've had lots of letters from people who've been very surprised by how easy it was to get the vaccine. And the jab was very, it didn't hurt at all.
The Queen, and before her, our reporter Gavin Coote.